Growing up, Denton resident Amanda Dolan didn't understand why her mother spent days crying and struggling to get out of bed. Dolan wondered if she'd done something wrong, and she tried and failed to cheer her mother up.
I knew that she was sick, but as a child, I didn't have a name for it.
Dolan's mother was diagnosed with depression, and eventually she found effective treatment. When Dolan was a teenager, she began seeing a psychiatrist. That's when it clicked that she wasn't to blame for her mother's sadness.
I realized it wasn't about me, it was about her, and that she was truly doing the best that she could.
As an adult, Dolan sought treatment for her own mental illness. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and she's experienced postpartum depression. For years, she struggled to find her way.
By the time my kids were 4 and 5, I was really stuck in a really bad place, and I didn't spend any time with them. I remember my daughter regularly asking me, "Mommy, why is the house dirty? Mommy, why don't I have clothes to wear?" And looking back now, I realize I was sick and I didn't have the treatment that I needed.
Dolan now manages her illness with medication, and she's open with her kids about it. She lets them know that sometimes she's just having a tough day, and it's not their fault. The family members keep an open dialogue about how they're feeling. So when Dolan's daughter was about 10 and began experiencing symptoms of depression, she came to her mom.
And we were able to talk to her doctor and get her therapy and get her on a very low dose of medication. And she is just thriving now.
Researchers at Dallas' Southern Methodist University are trying to understand how mothers' depressive symptoms can shape their children's mental health. A new SMU study finds kids who assume responsibility for their mom's sadness are more likely to face depression and anxiety themselves. Family psychologist Christina Kouros is the lead author.
What we found was there was a group of children who made what we call these negative attributions in which they blamed themselves. So they thought that their mom's depression had something to do with them, or they caused it, or they were responsible for it.
Researchers surveyed 129 North Texas moms and their children. Kuro says most of the mothers were not diagnosed with depression, but she says even expressing normal, everyday feelings of sadness can affect children's development. Kuro says kids who tend to blame themselves are more likely to internalize their mother's symptoms of depression and anxiety. Some of those children may fixate on negative thoughts. Others may try unsuccessfully to cheer their mothers up, which can leave them feeling helpless. Kuro says some moms try to protect their children by hiding sad feelings, but that can backfire. Kids can often pick up on sadness, but they're not always great at deciphering the why.
These children who are blaming themselves for their mom's depression, in most cases, it's not their fault, or it's not the cause of their mom's depression. So even though children are perceptive and they're picking up, they might not always have the right interpretation.
Kouros encourages parents to pay attention to children's comments and correct any misconceptions. Let them know it's not their fault if their mom feels sad, and it's not their job to make it better. That's a practice Amanda Dolan uses in her home.
Say to your child, "You know what? I'm feeling really sad today, and I need to be alone." And to really tell the child that it is not their fault, and that you love them, and this will pass, but I'm going to need some time.
Dolan says if you let kids know that it's normal to feel sad sometimes, there's less room for misunderstanding. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.